Mini episode 960 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 960 in our review of the 2017 NFL season. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with a look back at a season that had many twists and turns along the way, fittingly ending with a Super Bowl champion that would have arguably been the biggest surprise at the outset of the season since the 1999 Rams, or fittingly again, perhaps the 2001 Patriots. Here's our ranking of the five defining elements of the 2017 season. Number five, scoring was down more than a point per team per game, and there may have been a variety of factors behind that. Points per team per game went down from 22.8 in 2016 to 21.7 last year for likely a multitude of reasons. It was a year for strong defenses to emerge around the league, from Jacksonville to Philly to Minnesota. We've been saying for years that the bell cow back is returning to the league, and with the rookie season from Leonard Fournette and the big comeback of Todd Gurley serving as big examples, teams are finding alternatives to the passing games that juice the scoring column. And in a year plagued by injuries, you can't discount taking superstars such as Aaron Rodgers and Allen Robinson out of the game in this regard. The 2018 season will reveal if we're in the midst of a trend or just a momentary blip downward in scoring. Number four, the underdog Eagles not only ended 57 years of football misery in Philadelphia, their path to a Super Bowl title also symbolized the league's strangest postseason in years. Think about it. They beat New England with their signature defense making exactly one play, the strip sack of Tom Brady, in a shootout for the ages with their backup quarterback. But was this any more unlikely than the defending NFC champion Falcons showing up for basically one big game the whole year? An upset of the surging young Rams who suddenly didn't look ready for prime time? Was it any more unlikely than the Tennessee Titans surviving a disappointing season only to back into the second round of the playoffs? Or their AFC South counterparts, the Jacksonville Jaguars, previewing what the Eagles would do in the Super Bowl by beating Pittsburgh not with their heralded defense but their unheralded offense? Was it any more unlikely than Stephon Diggs providing perhaps the unlikeliest walk-off win in league history? Or his team folding completely on Championship Sunday? In every instance, it wasn't just the outcome, it was how it unfolded that provided the shock. Subsequent postseasons may well match this one for excitement, but they'll have to go a long way to defy the odds on how many weird things happened. Number three, the gap between the conferences, moderate in past years, has grown to the point that the AFC has become the equivalent of the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Patriots have now made it to Championship Sunday seven consecutive times, and only the 1973-77 Oakland Raiders have made it as many as five times in a row. But for all of the parallels between Tom Brady and LeBron James as arguably the most accomplished, active athletes in big-time American team sports, none speaks as loudly as this one right now. Each man has cleared out his conference, providing as unimpeded a path to his sports championship round as you could ever want. The late career regression and subsequent retirement of Peyton Manning has left Brady without much of a counterweight, considering that New England dominates Pittsburgh every time it's counted all throughout its run. Why do Brady and Belichick keep coming back at this point? Why wouldn't they? Every challenger in their way for next year is highly speculative. From the Chargers, who would have been dangerous even with an older QB had they not missed the playoffs on a technicality, despite being arguably the second-best AFC team at the end, to the Raiders hoping for a comeback under John Gruden, to the Chiefs with a new QB, to the Jaguars, who still have to decide on their QB, to the Texans, who will be great if everyone's healthy and Bill O'Brien doesn't get in the way, to the Broncos, who still have a tremendous defense but still need a QB, to the Colts, who have one of the best QBs if he can come back healthy. Compare that to the NFC canvas, where Seattle didn't even make the playoffs, Green Bay missed with the didn't-have-Aaron-Rodgers asterisk, and Dallas had a similar asterisk when Ezekiel Elliott melted down in his personal life. Then look at the teams who made the playoffs. from Atlanta in their Super Bowl hangover season and Carolina making a typically strong run, to the mega breakthroughs of Philly, Minnesota, New Orleans, and L.A. The most famous previous imbalance, when the NFC won all of the Super Bowls from 1984 to 1997, primarily came down to that one game. This is a deep structural imbalance between the conferences at the upper and middle levels that will continue to funnel New England towards, at minimum, championship Sunday appearances, while teams like Philly will struggle to replicate their success in an infinitely deeper pool of talent. Number 2, off-field turmoil, combined with a resurgent NBA, is starting to raise the question as to whether we have hit peak NFL. From flag kneeling to declining ratings to buzz about the ratings of the league's closest competitor, the NBA, 2017 will not go down as a year to remember in the league office. Factor in continued fallout from the generations of players likely suffering from CTE and the likely ongoing diminishing effects that will be felt in the league's talent pool in the 2020s and beyond, and it's fair to wonder if the league's grandiose hype, its obnoxious, never-ending bragging of how it was taking over the world as recently as 2 to 3 years ago, represents a high watermark that it will never see again. As with the scoring dip mentioned earlier, which actually may have impacted the ratings somewhat, 2018 will tell an awful lot about the trend line that has every league owner worried. Number 1, the injury epidemic wreaked havoc on the entire NFL landscape. Unfortunately, this development is going to be what's most remembered from this season. MVP candidates like Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz, and J.J. Watt gained the lion's share of attention, but more than almost any other year in league history, it was a true who's who of the league on injured reserve, with most teams significantly impacted. The magnitude of the star power that ended up on the sidelines is probably a fluke, meaning that we're likely to have a better on-field product in 2018 than we did this past season. That won't cure everything that's ailing the league right now, but it will certainly help somewhat. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.